Folks, welcome back to the iHealth channel, the NBC Network, the Glamour channel. We're going to be all over the place today. It's a new day, new show, and an interesting topic, a topic of, I would say, career, resilience, mental health. I mean, we're going to talk about a whole journey of someone that's been in TV, entertainment, fashion. And these are all difficult places to be, in life. So we're going to talk about like what's the impact and what that journey looks like, because some people probably want to be in there. I mean, that's something that's glamorous, beautiful, but what does it take, on you physically, mentally, and all the above, also just from a business, perspective. So with me, I have Kelda Music, and that is her name, that she's known about and known with. So Kelda Music, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being here. How are you guys?
Well, I'm doing good, and I know these people that watch and listen are doing just as terrific, if not better. And we hope that they are, and we'd like them to be doing much better than every minute in their life. And that's all there is. I mean, really, isn't that something? I mean, we need to do better, be better every minute of our lives, because you know what? Life is precious.
Yeah, definitely.
So kill that music.
Yes.
How did that name come about? I mean, I'm just gonna go
Yeah.
there first.
Yeah, definitely. So, I am a music artist, actress, talk show host, entrepreneur, fashion designer. Started out doing just music, only. And it was in 2005 is when I released my first album. And I remember at the time there were no female rappers that were out. And I wanted to name myself something different because my actual name is Kelda and it is actually different. It's unique. So I've been told. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
So, and I love music. I love making music. I love producing music. I love performing music. So, a couple of my business partners and I, we sat down and we're like, why not? Okay, how about K Music? How about K Kel? How about Kel Music? I said, why not Kelda Music? And we were like, aha, there we go. That sounds like a name that would fit you, and it doesn't put you in a box. So even though it's hip hop that I primarily do, I still dabble in other genres of music because that's who Kelda Music is. Kelda Music represents all genres of music. And again, it doesn't put me in a box, but yet it distinguishes me from other music artists. And the name itself, it screams longevity. You know, it screams being a household name, a name that you'll always remember. So yeah, that's how I came up with it.
Well, I want to just touch on that. I mean, first of all, I mean, I love that because, I mean, branding, right? It's you got to have a unique name, something that is that's catchy, something that is you, but also something that people can literally, you said, it's a house name, household kind of name. Everybody can refer to it and they know who you are. I even think about it, all the greatest, they have their own little, like Madonna, right? Madonna,
Exactly.
Prince, Prince. I mean, for and we can go there, but that's really how it is. You have to have that name that is unique, and that creates that flavor. Now you said something very interesting that there were not too many female rappers. You
Yes.
know, so let's talk about that, because I mean, rap is not new. It's been in existence. There are some old rap,
Yeah.
hip hop. I mean, I think last year was the 50th anniversary of hip hop.
Yep.
So let's talk about that. I mean, there's got to be some influence. By the way, this show is actually a road to stardom, so that's where we're going. And so we you that's exactly right. I mean, you're working towards that, and why not? We'll
Yeah.
support that. And frankly, it is inspiring. Is really ambition and seeing someone that's really wanting to go and make a difference. And yes, music can be a way of expression and a way of conveying messages, a way of talking about everything, all stuff that is live, right? And really
Yeah.
influence others through, I mean, music, I mean, rap specifically came up, to share. It's really a cry, if you want to call it. That's how it was. That's how that was the message of, the community, to talk and share their issues, mm-hmm. problems, you know, aspiration, inspirations, you name it, right? So it's a beautiful thing. But now it's been a long time, but you know, why did you feel that there's only a few female rappers? And that is a fact.
yeah, definitely. So as we know, you know, there was a time when there was, you know, Queen Latifah, MC Light, Salt and Pepper, right? It was that era. And then later it was The Brat, Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim. And then after that, it was just dry. There were no female rappers that were out, or at least that were mainstream popular, until Nicki Minaj came out. You know, it's like she reopened the door for female rappers again, and this time it became a domino effect. Well, before she came out, between the time of what, like 2004, 2006, there weren't any female rappers. And, you know, I'm sure Nicki and a whole bunch of other artists that are out right now, female artists that are out right now, we were all in the same position, you know what I mean? Trying to find producers to work with, someone to sign us, an investor, whatever it took. And, you know, some of us made it to the top. Some of us are just staying afloat, you know what I mean? And some of us are just like, hey, you know, I'm just doing this for fun. It's a hobby. But yeah, at the time, it was really hard for me to find a label to sign me, to find, like, it was... Oh, excuse me, just got over a cold.
No worries. It's all good.
Sorry.
We're human, right?
Right, we're human.
That's right.
Gosh. So like at the time it was really difficult because everybody who you would approach who either has a label or who's looking to invest in a project, they're not looking to invest into a female rapper because they're just like, you guys are not in the market right now. What can we do with you guys? There's no such thing as a female rapper. You know, Kim, Foxy, Eve, whoever was popping at that time, that era has, you know, has gone now. And right now it's all about males. It's a male dominated game. And it was just so many politics within it. I'm just like, you guys can't be serious. And it's almost like how right now we're acknowledging the WNBA finally. Women have been playing basketball for years, you know, but we just, or decades, we just now finally made it over the fence to where it could be professionally known. We could get paid professionally for this. We could earn, you know, acknowledgement and recognition and awards for actually doing something, the same thing that a male would do. And so same thing with hip hop. People were just so scared to sign a female artist and people didn't want to take a chance on a female hip hop artist. The first thing I always get told was, oh, you're a singer, right? You're a singer, huh? Can you sing? And I'm just like, no, that's not what I do. I'm a rap artist. I'm a hip hop artist. That's my passion. Are you going to tell a female poet? Does she do something else besides just poetry? Or are you going to respect the fact that she says she's a poet? So,
love it.
Yeah. That's so a good one. It's just crazy.
It is.
It's crazy.
Well, it is. Well, thank you for sharing that. I mean, you know, this whole discussion about, you know, female versus male. I mean, you're right. I mean, mm-hmm. historically, it's always been a challenge. And believe it or not, I mean, all around the world, that's been the case. And, you know, and yet, I mean, there have been, as you said, some flares or some nice little, you know, eras where you had these, I guess, unique artists that were seen and given the opportunity. But it was not to the point where it was equal to like the mainstream, right? It was always like a rarity. Yeah. You know? It's something, but you know, you get one hit, you know, kind of thing, and you know, you get it, and then it kind of stops. So, and you're right; it's like it was like these little waves. But I am completely, you know, and I know that our audiences right now watching and listening, they'd be like, "What? I mean, why would people not see that opportunity?" I mean, to me, frankly, if you have the talent and you have the style, right, and that's what you do. See, again, I'm not a producer. I produce shows and stuff, but not music. But I can tell you, if I were, you know, this would be a good thing for me because I want to do something different. That's the other thing. Like you want to be on the edge of things. You want to be, you know, unique. Mm-hmm. Also, as a producer, as a label, like, hey, let me see if I can, you know, push something this way that's different. You know, But again, I'm not judging the other guys. I mean, I know it's an industry that I have very little knowledge about personally, but I know it is a tough one. I know there is all kind of, you know, there's plenty of artists and talent. And so the selection is always higher and you got to find someone that's willing to take the chance. But we've seen that with great artists. I mean, you know, I was watching the Elvis movie, right? You know, and how the first guy did not even see him as a value or a talent. And he missed on his opportunity. And he was like, later on, like, damn, I should have taken, you know, him and made him, you know, my person, right? You know, and he didn't. So it does happen. And in history, we've seen that, you know, you know the story of when, you know, Oprah, right? She was told that she was fired, I think, from one of the productions or whatever the I forgot what it was, like a channel or something. You know, all these guys or a paper. The problem is that people don't see you. Right. When you have the talent, and because they have their own judgment, they have their own view of like what it is, but they don't have the vision.
Yes.
The long term vision. Like they don't see that. And the ones that do, they're the ones who make it. They're the ones who discover the greatest. They're the ones who produce the greatest. And historically, that's been the case. And, you know, we talk a lot of shows. We've had different references. One of them I always refer to is Walt Disney. I mean, it was told he lacked imagination. I mean, imagine that.
Yeah, exactly.
but somebody did not see him, right? And that's really what it is. People, they talk to you. They don't, maybe it doesn't vibe. Maybe they just don't have that, again, that real sense of like, oh, I see this opportunity. I see this. This is going to be fire. This is going to be hot. But, you know, sometimes that doesn't work. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just how people are. And what I love is that you don't give up on these things. You know, you keep going until you find that person that's going to match and make it work. I mean, believe it or not, you know, the Lady Gaga, I mean, not hip hop, but her story is very similar, where people did not believe in her. They didn't see her come through. They you know, disbelieved that she was talented. She was able to do it.
Yeah.
And many others. I think every artist has gone through that road of where it was a challenge, a lot of blockades, a lot of rejection. And part of success is rejection, right? You're going to get that no matter where you go. Now, the good news is the world now is different. We have social media. We have a lot of different ways you can produce yourself to the world. And then you become a hit. And then now everybody wants to produce, you know, with you, right? You know, it's amazing.
Right.
We didn't have that. I mean, as you said, years back, you didn't have like, you know, you can put your own, you know, show, you can put your own music on YouTube on any other platform and probably get better views and hits than an artist that's already current, right? And then now, we would like to sign up. We'll offer you a deal. Well, where were you when I needed you, right?
Exactly.
So how have you, you know, been able to overcome that personally? And, you know, how many tries have you had, you know, with these people? You know, especially you're in the Hollywood area, right? You're in the West Coast, where that's where it's happening, right? So how is that happening there?
You know, it's just like they say, if at first you don't succeed, try again. You know what I mean? One no means a yes is coming. And I think it's really like when you stay true to yourself and you have belief in yourself and you continue to challenge what people say to prove them wrong, that's how you become successful. Because it just, and that goes with everyone. Criticism makes you tougher, right? That's why it's called criticism. It's to help you, you know, fix the bells and whistles, you know, a couple loose screws or whatever, so that you could tighten up. You tighten yourself up, and now you're ready to go. You're ready to shoot with fire. And it just makes you stronger. And just like what you said, so many scenarios, whether it's artists, businesses, athletes, whoever, have been told, you're not going to make it. You're not good enough. You just don't have that skill. You don't have star quality. And again, you're going to get a lot of no's. You might approach about 100 people about what you're doing, and you'll get about 97 no's. You'll get two maybes, and then you'll get that yes. And when that yes is a yes, you know it's real. You know that yes is going to put your career on a major platform, you know, on the forefront, everyone's going to know about you. They're going to take care of you because they have belief in you. And the days are over now where you walk the streets and someone discovers you, or I heard your demo, I heard your verse on that one track. Oh my God, you know, you could go far. No, like you said, when you're an independent artist, you are an independent business. It's no better than having an independent mom and pop's cafe shop, right? You are in charge of your own brand, and you are in charge for making decisions as far as who you work with, what kind of budget you have, what kind of budget you're spending, what direction you want to take. Only people that are in your circle are supposed to be there to help you along the way to enhance that, right? To polish you and not to change you. Because I've been in situations where I walk into a label's office, manager's office, and they say, oh my God, I just wish you were a singer too. Or I wish you were a dancer. I wish you were just a little bit more sexy. And I said, well,
what the really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. And I'm like, when they say that too, I'm like, what do you mean extra sexy, whatever? I'm like, oh, you want me to be naked? Ah, gotcha. Okay. Not everybody's made for that.
Well, I mean, but that's like, I don't get it. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. I mean, I get the concept that, you know, they need the sales, right? They need the visual.
Right. Effect. Sex but sales. Yeah.
I mean, that, unfortunately, I mean, everything now you use, you know, a body of nature, you'll get, you know, it like water sometimes. You'll have a brand that has nothing to do with it. And then you have a picture of like somebody on with a swimsuit on. I'm like, what does it have to do with anything? You know, so they use that. But yeah. It's, I don't get it personally, but I get the business part of it, right? But to tell you that up front, I mean, I can give you 10 reasons and I don't have to tell you that, you know what I mean? If I didn't want to, you know, produce anything, right? But that's kind of like weird. Like, you know, almost they tell you like, hey, well, maybe if you can compromise your, you know, that's really what it sounds like, yeah. You know, we'd like yeah. you to, maybe she should look into that. Would you be, you know, will you be able to do this and the other? I mean, but you're true to yourself. I think I love what you said. You know, I am who I am. Technically, you're a rapper, you're in the music, you're an artist, but you don't see yourself as a standard singer and a pop singer and all the other stuff. You rap, you know, that's your thing. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that, right? There is different flavors, there's different styles, and that's yours.
Sure.
But it's amazing that you, and I love what you said about 97 rejections and no's. Yeah. Two maybes, and all it takes is the one yes. And the yes is all it takes. And by the way, every single star in the world had many no's, a couple of maybes.
Of course.
And it took that first yes, and then the rest was history. And that's all there is. And there is someone. I know that there is someone that will see the. Like I said, if I had music, you know, if I was producing music, this would be a great, you know, opportunity for me and you. You know, because that. See, I like that. I want see like even my network is. I do things that are different because I want to be different. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's plenty of the regular, right? So you want to have a different signature. I love that. Just like as the name. You said something also powerful about criticism. I mean, constructive criticism, because I am not a big fan of criticism as a concept, because it's a negative thing. But positive criticism and constructive one, everybody welcomes that. If you tell me, listen, you're doing great, but you know we can do a little better if we tweak this and the other, and this is just to help you improve. That's okay. But if someone criticizes you because just they can't do what you're doing, I hate that.
Exactly.
That's not cool. You know, and we have a lot more of that, you know, where people criticize just because they don't see themselves doing it, or they could not do it and you just beat them to it. And now they criticize you because that's just how it is. That's just the way they kind of represent their fears, or they represent their thoughts, you know, in a way that is completely like off, right? And everybody that's been, I'm literally people that made it, they know, they tell you. People don't believe in you. People don't do anything. They don't support you until you make it.
Right.
They didn't want to become your friends.
Exactly.
Now everybody now wants like to, oh, you made it. Now let's talk. No, it's too late. You missed the opportunity.
Heck yeah.
Where were you then?
Yeah. And I've seen that. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. At one point, I remember trying to approach these DJs. I was trying to approach them to see if they could play my music on their radio station. And, you know, they didn't disrespect me or anything, but they were just like, you know, they gave me the typical standard talk, you know, like, oh, well, you got to do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, okay. But then a year later, they see me at this major award show walking damn near side by side with them and a whole bunch of other people. And they're like, oh, hey, what's up, Kel the Music? What's up? How you doing? Hey, get back to me when you get back home because, you know what I mean? We got work to do. And I'm just like, so it takes for you to see me standing next to somebody who's more important than me. And that's what's going to make you think I'm important. Opposed to when I came to you in the first place and told you I was important, you dismissed me. You brushed me off. So, you know, I just kind of played it off like, But in the back of your mind, you always think that now, you know, whoever you meet, whoever treats you like trash and then sees you in a different light later and wants to start kissing your ass, it's like, no. Because now you are lowering who you are. You are beneath yourself now because you welcome that and you engage with that when you shouldn't. You have to have some pride and let those people go. I don't care how important they are. If they weren't the ones to acknowledge you when you were trying to fulfill your goals, but then later once they see you do something that impresses them, that's when they want to talk to you and work with you, I'm cool. There's too many fish in the sea. I'd rather stay on my sailboat and continue to throw the rod out there and keep fishing.
but you're right. I mean, you know, you can even create your own label. I mean, there's ways around things. Like, you know, when there's no one gives you opportunity to create the opportunity. There's so many things. But I love what you said. You know, you just don't give up. And that's really, guys, that you know, folks watching or listening right now, that is a powerful thing. And he said, you don't give up. You keep, you know, towards your goal no matter what. These things are going to happen, but you don't stop. And it will happen. And this is a perfect example where you ask some people to give you a shot. They refuse. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they see you already, like, working and becoming somebody else. And now all of a sudden, by the way, you're not becoming somebody else. You're still you. You're just becoming somebody else that they expect in under their expectation. Because nothing changed. Kel the Music was the same. And it's still the same. But for them, now you're like a different Kel the Music. I mean, it's really nice. You know, I believe me, I say the same thing, like even about the network, my shows and stuff. You know, people, I'm going to keep doing this and I'm going to keep building this and I'm going to make it grow. And I know who is with me and I know who has not supported me and who is not here for me. And the day it goes big and they knock on the door, I'm like, you know, I can forgive, but I don't forget.
Exactly. There you go. Yes. You know? Yes.
Hey, where were you then? Well, you know, too bad. You know, I support and those that are with me from the get-go, and I that's my promise. Anyone that has seen the value that's been there, they'll always be there. And as big as we get big too. They get the same shot, you know, at everything because they supported it. And that's really how it's supposed to be, right? You know, so I love your message of literally, you know, that's real motivation right there. You know, you're motivated, you're ambitious, you are determined, and nothing is, you know, really phasing you. All these things are happening. Yeah. Actually, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? So all these things are just making you like, I will make it, you know, no matter what. Now you're just giving more fuel. Like I'm getting more diesel right now to continue going. I mean, that's more fire for me, right? So it's like they give you the boost to, you know, to make it and to keep doing what you're doing. You know what you have. And that's the other thing. You believe, you said that powerful word, believe in yourself, you know, or a powerful expression there. You know, believe in yourself. Folks, I mean, we just talked about this yesterday in the show. Believe in yourself, folks, you know, and, you know, people may not believe in you. People will doubt you. People will ridicule you. People will probably look down on you like, who the hell you think you are? All that will be because they just haven't thought about what you're doing or they potentially can do it. And that's their way to react. And that's okay. Everybody has a way about themselves. But you have to believe in yourself. No one, you know, you shouldn't worry about like what other people think and so on and so forth. And if you do, you know, nothing can stop you, folks. That's really it. You know, you just have to be determined, resilient, continue, and persevere.
That's right.
You will prevail. There's no way you cannot. And that's actually the rule. Anybody that is historically a success that we all know, whether actors, whether, you know, artists, whether athletes, you know, historically, they've all, and business people, like corporate folks, you know, all the big guys that we hear and we watch and we, that influence us around, you know, our lives, they've been there, folks. And they can tell you the same thing. They had the challenge, you know, when they started. They had mm-hmm. many challenges, not just one, but they moved them away and they overcome all these objections and these hurdles. They make it. And so, and I know you're going to make it, Kill That Music. I, you know, because you know what? You have no fear. You have a target that you're going after, and you're going to keep going left. You're going right until you get there. Thank and you will get, and by the way, someone out there, hopefully maybe they'll watch this show. I don't know. And they're like, oh, we want Kill That Music, right? You know, but that's really, yeah. I might even have a link, you know, we'll talk after the show. Maybe someone in my circles that is in the world of music can connect with you, and maybe you guys take it, whatever it goes, right?
Hey.
You know, people decide and they have their own thing, but really you do have that. Now, why hip hop specifically? And why is it your passion?
It's the only way I know how to express myself. You know, writing is my first passion, I would say, because I just love to write. And at times, you know, when we don't have anyone to talk to, that's why we had diaries, right? That's why diaries were popular. Because it's like, this book right here is where I can express all my feelings and no one's going to know about it. And so doing that, I became just a writer, you know, from writing poetry. In English class, I was writing essays. I used to ace them all the time. I was a really, really good writer. I used to come up with different concepts, stories, themes. Oh, gosh, different topics. It was cool. And one day, you know what I mean? I was writing something and then I started reading it really fast. And I was like, well, damn.
I got this. I can do this.
I can do this, you know? And then I had a couple friends tell me, they were like, you need to spit that. Go on the mic and spit that. Put some music behind it and do it. And, you know, those, it took a little practice at first. Yeah, those are good friends. Good friends,
good friends.
who love saw you. The talent in me. Yes, yes. Okay. And so that's when I just started recording music and started recording hip-hop music. And for me, hip-hop, it's fun. It's fun. There's no boundaries. There's no limits. That's why you can have beefs with each other and dig deep with each other to where it's like the audience is like, whoa, that's below the belt. You know what I mean? But it's hip-hop. Everything is, it is what it is. You know, it's not like pop music where you have to have this squeaky clean image and can't do certain things or else you're going to be banned or you're going to get dropped by your label or management, whatever. No, hip-hop is, it's a free platform, open speech, freedom of speech to say and do whatever you want. You kind of dictate what your hip-hop is. And I think that's what a lot of artists are doing nowadays, is they're dictating what their hip-hop is. And they're showing you what their hip-hop is and what hip-hop means to them. And whatever way they do it, that's how they do it. So for me, that's why I love hip-hop music. And I feel that's the only way I could express myself, you know, as a writer, as a performer, just everything about me is Black music, straight up.
So where's some of the, like, where can people actually catch some of your music today? I mean, Spotify, the usual places.
Oh, YouTube. Yeah. Yep, the usual places, yep. And
What's a good hit that we can you know, share with them?
yeah. A good song. It's actually called I Don't Care. It got placed on Real Housewives of Atlanta right before COVID hit. And it's a really good track. And yes, you could find all of that on all the music platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Deezer. The list goes on. And then you could also go to my website, keldamusic.com, and you'll hear all my music. You'll see other projects I'm working on for film, TV, my podcast called Diva Talk. I also have a TV show called Diva Talk Tonight, which is streaming on YouTube, which is cool. So, man, I just got like a lot of things in the works right now.
Well, that's the way it is. I mean, we talked about being a brand, right? And you got to do the work, right? But, you know, people need to know about you, and you got to diversify where you are and how you're working, and ultimately people will know about you more, and more people will get to come across your content, and that's all there is. I mean, you know, it's this world that we live in now. I mean, it's all happening online, right? You know, and people will make it work. But if you're absent, you're absent. If you're busy, then people will catch up to you. I mean, like you said, you are on a show that is popular. You know, that's one good hit. And then there's plenty of the ones. Then maybe they can be absorbed into movies and other things. And that's how it is. And so it's pretty cool stuff. You mentioned award. What kind, you know, were you given an award there, or you were just, you know, attending as a guest, or you rapped?
Oh,
how was that?
I was just attending. Yeah, okay. I was just attending as a guest. That was my first time attending that award show. It's actually the BET Awards. This was back in like 2006. And I was sitting in there chilling, everything. And it was at the time my publicist, she said, it's a good experience for you to go. So, you know, in the future, if you're ever invited as Keldon Music to perform or to just sit in the audience, you'll already know how things work behind the scenes, right? Because as fans, we're watching on TV at home. And what we don't see, they usually go to commercial or whatever. Well, this time we're there watching everything happen in real time. So And the second time I went to the BET Awards was in 2009, and that was when Michael Jackson died. And it was cool because I got to sit there and watch the live tribute to Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? So I was like, whoa, I got lucky to just come up here. And
that's a unique one.
Yeah. That's a very unique one. So, that's really for any artist, any entertainer, whatever it is that you're getting into. You always want the experience of just being a fly on the wall and observing what goes on if you're not in the mix, so that when it is time for you to be a part of that project, to be in the mix, you'll already know how things work. You won't be green to it. You won't be, you know, ignorant to it. You'll already understand the format and how each moving piece has its own job. So that right there, you know, attending the BET Awards for the first time, that was, it was an eye opener for me. And it really just taught me a lot about the business itself.
Well, thank you. That's an important piece to share to audiences. When you're in a business world, whatever it is, you want to be in those circles because you know, it's a constant learning experience. So you got to pick up things from these big events. Like I'm in similar world, but you know, more the media stuff, radio stuff, but it's this very, it touches on the same. So I'm always trying to learn from opportunities and events and things like that. And you pick things up, you know, from these things literally by, you know, the setup, the organizations, you know, how they do it and so on and so forth. And there's many things, you know, it could be as simple as the branding, the lighting, whatever, you know, the presentation. So there's quite a few things that we pick up, and that's an important thing. You know, in any industry, you want to learn more about your, you know, market and what you do. Right. Now you produce your own music, or you work with someone?
I work with producers. I'll say this, if it's not already a beat that's made, and if they're going to come up with something from scratch, I sit there and I feel like, you know, I'm pretty much the co-producer, because I tell them, I want that instrument. I want more bass. I want the guitar here. I want the song to cut off or fade at this point. Drop the beat here. So I like to call myself co-producer if something's not already created for me.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, again, that's why I asked. I mean, a lot of, you know, rappers, they produce their own stuff. And, you know, eventually you can, you know, have your own studio and you mix all your stuff up. And people do that, right? You know, and so, and by the way, but it's good also to work with producers that have all the stuff ready, and you kind of mix in you bring in your talent, and that's it. I mean, there's different ways to do this, right? But that's the beauty of it, right? You can have so many ways to really just highlight your work and make it even better, more accessible and more intriguing, I guess. Any favorite song that you've written so far? I mean, was that the one that you mentioned in the show? Or is there a particular one that's dear to you?
Yes, there's so off the first album that I released called Shut Up Listen. The first track on there is called This Is It. To me, that's just like introducing who Kelda Music is, from my rap flow, my style, my lyrics, my wordplay, and overall, this is the image. This is who I am. It's like, you know, you're watching a show and the curtains open up and it's the main cast member, you know, and everyone stands up and claps, gives a standing ovation because it's like, whoa, this is it. This is real. So, yeah, the track is called This Is It on Shut Up Listen. And it has to be one of my favorites. It stamps who Kelda Music is.
Wow. Well, that is a super, title too. I mean, you just like, you hit it right there. I mean, that's a good one. Now, anyone influenced you specifically?
Oh yeah. I love The Brat, Left Eye from TLC. Obviously Nicki Minaj, like, oh my God. She truly is like the best female rapper on earth. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. But her style of rapping, I'm not even going to talk about the content, right? But just her style of rapping is unheard of. And she introduced hip hop to that. So it's mind blowing. But yeah, before her, definitely The Brat, Left Eye, Eve. She's another lyricist, real artist. Foxy Brown was good. Lil' Kim was good. I loved always how they're feminine, but still they were like masculine on the record. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, you don't take no shit. You know what I mean?
Tell it that it is, right? You got to say it for what it is.
Right, right, exactly. So, and there's so many more out there. But as far as females goes, yes, those are my favorite female artists. As far as men, gosh, there's just way too many, from Jay-Z, T.I., Ludacris, E-40, The Loonies, Eminem. Oh, God. I just listened to Eminem's latest single the other day, Houdini. That guy, like,
Sven just played it earlier.
Oh, really?
He's like, oh, you got to catch up with Eminem. I was like, okay. And so he just played it for me.
Yeah. I really hope that's not his last album. What was it called? My Last Trick or something like that. I hope that's not his last album, because that guy really, he's a rock star on wax and on stage. He blows a lot of other white male rappers out the water.
But I mean, he's good, and he's real too. I mean, he says what,
and he's real.
He's as real as it gets.
exactly. You know what I mean? And it's so funny, when he first came out, everyone was kind of iffy, like, okay, this white boy rapper, blah blah blah. We already heard, you know, others before him, but the audience real recognized real when it came to Eminem. Like, no, he's a real rap artist. You know, from the lyrics, his style of rapping, the stories that he's telling, and it's all, and you know, the stories that he tells, they resonate with his audience. You know what I mean? A lot of kids in their rooms could understand where he's coming from. So, and again, that's what hip hop's about. That's what R&B is about. Country music. It's all about relating to your audience and knowing who your audience is when you're talking, or when you're, you know, doing your music. Because you are talking to an audience and you want them to feel the same way you do, which makes them fall in love with you. So that's what being an artist is, baby.
Well, thank you. By the way, there's a lot of folks out there that are potentially, thinking or aspiring to become artists. And, you know, you are the ideal person for them to see the journey and to hear the journey. Because, again, it is not, you know, all peachy and all easy and, you know, breezy, right? It's going to be rough. Now, some people get luckier than others sooner and so on and so forth. But you guys have to know. And by the way, this is for anything that you want to do in life. If you want to become an entrepreneur and stuff. And we're going to talk about that with you. Whatever you want to do, guys, it is a journey. And you got to start. And you know, you have to be prepared. It's going to be disappointing at points, and you just got to keep up. Again, as you said earlier, you believe in yourself. That's it. Now, you also act. You're an actress.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So let's talk about that, because that's a little bit different, you know.
Yeah.
And so how did you start doing that first, or rapping was your first thing?
I actually started acting first. I was a child actor. My mom would take me to auditions, and my brother was in the game too. We're going to acting school every other day after regular school, acting boot camp, learning how to memorize monologues, commercials, short commercials, long commercials, and also just learning the fundamentals of showbiz, you know, and learning what certain terms mean when you're on set with a director, so that you know how to move around the director or move around the main character, the supporting actor or whatever. I started acting when I was a kid, and I think that's where I just got my personality from, like just being so charismatic. And, you know, it was funny, in elementary school, my classmates used to tell me, you should be a comedian, because I would just like, I would take everybody, grab everybody's attention, and just stand in front of the classroom, just start telling jokes about the teacher, about my pets, about, you know what
you
I mean?
Your dad tried that.
Yeah. Kind of just like the class clown, you know, the little heckler.
We all had a moment there. I think I had something like that in my life. So
yeah, you
know, I can relate.
Right. It was just a situation like I would be in class and I just cannot shut up. If the teacher has his back turned, he's writing a math problem on the board. I was like, why is his belt like that? Like, does he have a stain under his armpits? Like, and the class would just start cracking up. Oh my God. And
you're the troublemaker. Just,
yeah, the troublemaker. Yes. Totally was a troublemaker. And then as I got older, you know, took a little break here and there to focus on music as well as modeling. But I would say this, when my music career picked up, that's when the acting picked up. I was recently in a film called First Date that's streaming on Hulu right now, Hulu and Disney Plus.
We'll look it up.
Yes, yes, please do. And then I started my first play called How Black Mothers Say I Love You. That was very frightening because I was never in a play in my life, and I was never in a black box play. Where it's no more than like 50 people just sitting right in front of you, watching you act. And, and it was scary because it was just like, I remember the director, Tanika Baptiste, she was like, whatever comes out of your mouth is going to come out of your mouth. You know, you had 2 months to practice. If you don't know your lines, don't even think about improvising, because you're going to throw the other actor off. You must remember your lines. You must get close to remembering your lines. And theater is so hard because, yeah, that's not on, you know, it's not being filmed where the director could say, cut, do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but there's like, no cutting. You got to do it.
Right. And I pulled it off. All 12 shows pulled it off, baby. I was so proud of myself. I was like, oh my gosh, if I could do this, I could do anything. So
but that's right. That's one play is all it takes. If you do one good one, and then you get the practice, now the second gets better and easier, and so on and so forth. And the rest is history. Yeah. And that's the same thing with acting, with music, with everything. You just I mean, you talk about podcasts, the same thing. You do the first podcast, you know, you're not the greatest. And then you do 1,000 shows, you know, now you're just like, it's you, right? It becomes your DNA. Yeah. So it's amazing, but that's how it is. But you're right. I mean, with acting, I mean, I did, you know, one play myself. I was a character in a play I was in college, and it is frustrating because you practice all the lines and stuff, and you know, you got, then you act on them and you're there. Now the day you have to show up, I mean, true story, this was overseas, and so they wanted to do it, this show was going to go in front of industry leaders and government you know, departments worldwide about tourism.
Oh, so, wow.
This was a show about tourism, and So the director, the dean actually of our university, what he did, he said, well, we're going to test you out with a special audience. So like, who's the audience? We're going to get you some general, some kind of, some army, officers to come in and watch. Now, these are the most serious people you can have. And if you can make those people laugh and make, the show good, then we can take you to the actual, expo and you guys can perform the real show in front of like literally ministers and things like that from parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And we did. And we had a terrific time, people. I mean, they stood up, they were, applauding. I mean, it was just a great thing. But it was, it was so much pressure. And when he said that, it was already too late because we were already ready and we didn't expect that. And that was a spin that he put in, but it was unique. But you're right. It was terrifying because when you start, that's it. There's no coming back. You know your stuff or you don't. So again, for people out there, it's you got to do it. I mean, if you love what you do and you have the drive, just go and make it happen. Make
go
it
for
come
it.
True.
Go well, for it. Yes.
So you're also an entrepreneur.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. you're doing a lot of stuff. So.
Yes. So I have my own company. It's a digital marketing agency called Diggs Media Group. I'm the founder, CEO, and I have people that work under me. So not only are we working on, my projects, my material, but we also work with other artists and other brands. For example, we work with the famous legendary hip hop duo, The Loonies. In case you guys forgot who The Loonies are, they have the hit song, I Got Five on it. So we work with them and assist them with booking shows and, interviews and certain features. And we also work with a couple of local actors. Soon we'll be getting into the tech industry. We are here in the Bay Area, which is the Hollywood of the tech industry. So definitely want to dabble a little bit into that. Our company, we strive for the best for our clients, and we function however you want us to function, whatever services you need, whether it's label services, management services, PR services, radio services, crisis management, whatever the case may be, we come in. And if we're not able to provide those sources directly, then we outsource that. And I believe like as a artist or entertainer, you have to have your own business. And many of these artists do have their own business today. Even if they're not hands-on with it or running it themselves, everyone has their own business. You have your own publishing company. You have your own in-house PR, your own in-house booking. You have everything to yourself. And whoever you need to outsource to, in case you are missing some of those areas to fill, you outsource. But that's the whole benefit of being an independent artist, is because you are an entrepreneur already. So why not be an entrepreneur for just not only yourself, but everybody else, and now your name is being stamped on this brand, this protege, this actor, this model, this tech company, whoever, right? Mm-hmm. And you just become your own mogul. And, That's pretty much what I am. That's what Keldon Music is. Keldon Music is a brand name.
Well, it is. And I'm impressed. I mean, just for all the different things you're doing, because, it's not easy, and I can tell you, I'm almost similar in the approach whereby I'm doing a lot of things at the same time. And people always question, like, how can you even do this? So that question I'm going to ask you, how do you balance it all? Because it is not easy and it does take time. So what is your strategy to kind of come, to balance between the artist music stuff, the hip hop, the entrepreneurship, the businesses, your branding and your personal, work, as well as like when to write, new hits and new music and acting, if for that matter. So how do you all, make it all work? And really for our people, it's important because sometimes people can tell you, well, I can only do one thing. And there are some schools of thought that say, like, well, focus on one thing and become good at it. And that's actually good, because that's what your hip hop is, you, right? But then you have to do all these other things on the side, because you cannot have all your eggs in one basket, as they say, right? You want to have some things, you know, to compensate until your music takes off, and then that becomes it. And even when it happens, the biggest and the greatest, they have businesses, they have other things. I mean, they don't just do one thing. I mean, you mentioned Jay-Z. He's got businesses up to Gazoo all over the place.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, big time.
So that's the concept, right? It's not like, you know, you focus, you're good at what you do. That's your expertise. Mm-hmm. But my expertise is not media and talk show. My expertise is like sales and you know, leadership and business management and, you know, operations. But that in a particular industry. But this is my other stuff, my other flavors, my other, you know, stuff that I enjoy. And, you know, but it's all happening at the same time. I'm working here. I'm balancing it out. And but it's not easy. So you, you know, everybody's got a formula. Share with us your formula, you know, at least, you know, for audience, especially the younger aspiring folks that want to get into this.
Yeah. The main thing is rest.
I know. I didn't expect that one.
It is. It truly is. And let me tell you why. You know, you have a lot of people that will burn themselves out because they're just like, you know, you don't sleep till you're dead, you know, or sleep is the cousin of death. You need sleep. If you do not shut your brain off for at least 6 to 8 hours a day, you're no good to the world. You're no good to yourself. The only reason how I stay active and multitasking is because I make sure I get more than 8 hours of sleep if I can. And because of what business I'm in, things can be done at night. Things can be done early in the morning. Things can be done on the weekend. Things can be done anytime, anywhere. So if I have whatever kind of free time I have, I'm closing my eyes, and I like to play rain noises on my YouTube app and just listen to them and relax. Even if I'm not asleep, like fully asleep, I'm just laying there and I'm just concentrating on calming down and relaxing. And that's the only way you're ever going to really feel naturally motivated to keep going. You know, you can only drink so many Red Bulls and coffees and lattes and stuff like that until you burn yourself out. And I've seen and heard situations where artists on tour, they pass out on stage. I've watched documentaries of actors saying, you know, they couldn't eat for 2 days because the production company needed them to be really, really skinny for this role. Next thing you know, they become dehydrated. They pass out. They're in the hospital. They got the IVs in them. You know what I mean? So my thing really is rest, exercise when you can, even if it's like a little quick run in place. Reading is good. And try reading a regular book. You know what I mean? Take your eyes off technology for a hot second. You don't need to be reading everything on Twitter, IG, LinkedIn, and all those guys, because you're still making your eyes work harder when you're looking on, you know, a tech device, right? Something that your eyes aren't really used to. But sit down and read a book, read a newspaper, chill, relax, light some candles, play some jazz music. I know it sounds like old school and boring, but if you just naturally want to calm down, that's going to work. You know, don't get me wrong. Anybody else who says, oh, you know, I'm going to have a drink, you know, smoke a little bit. Hey, whatever works for you. But I'm letting you guys know what works for me. And and I always like to take warm showers. I love swimming. Swimming is really relaxing too, especially in like just crisp, cold water. Going to the ocean. I like sleeping outside near the water. You know what I mean? Kind of camping sometimes. Just do whatever makes your body feels good. You know, whatever your body reacts to in a good, positive way, do it. Because if not, it will catch up with you. And that's how people end up having breakdowns, nervous breakdowns. They pass out. They stop breathing. You know what I mean? It's just so many situations that can happen when you don't allow your body, or when you don't listen to your body and just relax.
Well, thank you. I mean, this great stuff that you shared with our folks, because again, we often, you know, like we start with the business and all the stuff and multitasking, but really your key is that you can do all that stuff because you can balance your health, you know, values as well. And you take, you know, time for you, you know, to decompress, to, you know, take away the stress of the daily stuff. You do give your body enough rest and movement so it can recharge, you know, I mean, basically our battery needs to recoup and recharge on a day-to-day basis. And if you don't give it enough time, it's a problem. So you're actually doing it as the big league, right? That's how, you know, all, if you look at all the big, you know, entrepreneurs of the world and, you know, the ones that are, you know, success stories that we, again, look up to and listen to in terms of influence. They all have the same thing, and you're right. Sleep is part of that, you know, working out, movement, exercise, you know, meditation, you know, is part of that as well. I mean, you did talk about listening and just, you know, getting in the Zen moment. That's your form of meditation. So these are all things that help. And you're right. You cannot burn yourself out because you're not going to be good. And so that leads us to the world that you're in is very stressful. There's a lot of pressure. And there's a lot of mental, you know, stress. As you said, mental and body stress, physical and mental, because people sometimes, as you said, you're working on a project, there's no sleep. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of studio time, a lot of acting happens at night too. And so you're putting a lot of hours and you get exhausted. You're eating junk, you're not eating healthy and so on and so forth. And then you got all these pressures and expectations from everyone around the world that wants to see you, you know, in a particular way. Now, what would you tell our people about, you know, the mental piece of it, you know, and you know, some examples potentially of, I think you mentioned people collapsing and things like that. That's real. I mean, we've seen that happen. We've seen most recently, people actually are just dropping dead, literally cardiac arrest and things like that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Right. But because you said like Red Bulls, I mean, a lot of people just to keep running, they keep just dumping stuff in the body that is like excessively wrong for us, right? And we just, you know, I'm gonna do this, I want to make it through, but your body has a limit and then it's gonna crash on you, it's over, right? What can you tell us about that part of the business, because it is a huge thing, and there's got to be an expectation for our, you know, young folks or people who are aspiring, doesn't matter what age, to become, you know, part of this world of artists and music and so on and so forth. What are some of the things that they can look up to and or avoid?
Yeah. So, you know, from a mental perspective, you know, meditation is good. Taking deep breaths, you know, inhaling, exhaling. And there's different apps for that now. I mean, you know, you could always just look on YouTube or Google it, but you always want to find a way to calm the brain down, because remember, every bone in your body, your whole body listens to your brain, right? So if you get hurt or if something feels good, your brain is what receives the message first and sends it throughout your entire body. So you always want to, you know, make sure you eat all your vegetables, your fruits, try to eat as clean as possible. It's cool to have a cheat day or two, right? You know what I mean? All of us love to have our greasy cheeseburgers and, you know, greasy cheesy omelets. I may be speaking for myself when I say that, but
what to each his own, right? Everybody's got their own vice, right?
yeah. But just overall, you want to treat your body well. Your body is a machine, and what goes in doesn't stick. So whatever you want to put in your body is going to stick. You want to put good things in your body, then it's going to stick. You want to put vegetables, fruit, and take your supplements daily, it's going to stick. And overall, or over, you know, a period of time as you age, your body is going to recognize how well you've been treating it all these years. And you're not going to feel, 50 when you're 50. You're not going to feel 60 when you're 60. Hell, you might not feel 80 when you're 80. You know what I mean? And because the thing is, your body starts breaking down at a certain age and you can't do the things that you used to do in your 20s, right? So it's best now to treat your body like a god. And there's a lot of people, I understand, they have families, they don't have time to work out, they don't have time to even cook, right? But if you are going to go get some fast food or takeout or whatever, just try to get the good stuff, you know? Try to get something that includes a lot more vegetables than it normally would. Try to drink as much water as you can. I like drinking kava tea. It's really good. It calms you down. If you're in a stressful moment, or even if you can't sleep, you have too many thoughts running through your head, drink a little bit of kava tea, kind of all goes away. And then sometimes I'll drink rice coffee, which is the mushroom coffee. That doesn't give you the jitters. It makes you feel energized, or, you know, organically, and you don't feel as hungry later, and you're burning calories, whether you're sitting down or doing anything. So find out what works for you and build a daily routine and try to fit that routine into your busy schedule. If you can't do it every day, at least try twice a week. At least try once a week. You know what I mean? Something. And that's just the best way to keep up with yourself and to maintain a good mental health and physical health.
Well, thank you. And again, you've covered nutrition, rest, meditation, the usual stuff, and well, the real stuff that everybody needs to have. And yeah, I love what you said about cheating. You know, listen, we all do. But overall, you got to look up, you know, to your health and make sure that you have, I mean, especially the world that we live in, it's crazy. But mm-hmm. in your world, specifically being an artist, as you said, I mean, we can get caught quickly in the business and you may not have the time, you know, and you're always running and things, the food may not be as healthy. So you need to be the one who's managing how you're going to get and what you're going to get to continue and being good and healthy. Now, for someone mm-hmm. who wants to start in a path just like yours,
mm-hmm.
what should they expect as, you know, what should they expect, or what should they just do to get started and, you know, just be in it? Because, I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I would say learn from your mentors. Look at other people who are doing what you want to do and study them, research them, attend events that they're hosting or that they're performing at, and try to just do as much research as possible from all aspects of that business. If you want to be a music artist, study your favorite musicians, study your favorite rappers, study your favorite singers. What do they talk about in their music? Watch interviews. Watch hella interviews, right? Because not only will you see an interview of you know, Beyonce or Nicki Minaj talking about music, but then they'll talk about mental health. They'll talk about how they rest and calm down. They'll talk about their families, how they make time for their families. When you talk to, you know, 21 Savage, Kendrick Lamar, any of these guys, Future, Drake, whatever, they'll tell you how they zen, and they'll tell you how they got started. You learn from the people who are already doing it, and those people have learned from people that were doing it before them. So it's kind of like you just emulate the process, but you make sure you bring something to the table that distinguishes you from them as well. You may be following the same formula as far as how they made it and what they do to cope with any issues, but at the same time, you are putting your own twist onto things. So, you know, you have Kelda Music, the, you know, the female rap artist, but my alias is Diva, you know, and Diva is a movement that I've started where I'm just pretty much recruiting all fans to become a diva, but not in a bad way, but in a sophisticated way. You know, I changed the whole narrative of what a diva is, and I put my own twist on it. So it's just, you have to just really study what other people do. And again, when you make yourself different from them, that's what fans respect about you. And that's what's going to create longevity in your career.
Well, thank you. You know, you beat me to a diva thing, because I know you mentioned earlier diva on the podcast or the TV show.
Yes.
So how is that different? I mean, what is diva? I mean, yeah, we always know. I mean, we think we know what a diva is, and we think about these special, you know, artists or humans that they have a certain level, I guess, of respect or I guess fame. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong in the definition. So, but what is the actual definition of diva, and what is your version of diva?
Yeah, so it's funny. Like I haven't created an acronym for diva. Maybe in the future I will, but
I like
from
that.
My
That's
perspective,
cool.
Yeah, from my perspective, a diva is a sophisticated person who's a go-getter, who is understanding, who's confident in herself, who, when she walks in the room, she lights it up. Everyone stops, jaws drop. It's like Cinderella walked in, and no, she could be wearing whatever she wants because she's a diva up here. She's not a diva all around here, only if she wants to be, but she's a diva up here. A diva is someone who's not afraid to ask questions. A diva is a person who is not oblivious to anything. If she doesn't know anything, she doesn't want to be dumb about it. She's going to ask because she wants to know. She wants to educate herself. So a diva is one who teaches herself, teaches others with confidence, with elegance, and just overall a person who's very welcoming, who's outgoing, and who's understanding.
That's a lot. I mean,
I know,
I
right?
mean, you put in a high expectation on people. You know, to meet the diva, you know, criteria, you got to be a lot, right? But really, these are all great things and features that someone need to have, and you know, they're all powerful things. And I think, you know, everybody should aspire to become a diva.
Yes, thank you. Yeah,
it's true, it's... right? I mean, it is all good. There's nothing wrong about it. It's not ego. It's not, you know, that you're better than the rest. It's more about the positivity that you bring in and who you are,
exactly,
and the strength in the personality and the character that you're creating for yourself. That's powerful. I love that idea.
Yes.
So I'm gonna look up into that, you know, with you in time about your coming up with an acronym for diva. Maybe let's come up with one now. I'm just kidding. Imagine, you know, that's gotta be powerful too. I mean, yeah, if you can turn
Definitely.
That into a tricky, you know, nice, powerful acronym that will resonate well, and it will become your signature again.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Well, do it before someone else takes. Yeah, listen, someone's gonna listen to the show. Like, let me beat her to it. You know how that goes.
Yes, I know. They won't be able to do it better than me, though.
Confidence. I love that. Again, believe in confidence, right? All right. Well, listen, I mean, you know, we've covered a lot of grounds, and, you know, I mean, you certainly shared quite a bit, you know, with audiences. And frankly, I mean, it is amazing to hear your story and the work you do and all the things that
Thank
you're
you.
Doing and how you
Thank
are
you.
Really still focused on making it happen. And it is happening for you, and it will just continue. And so where do you see yourself, let's say, 5 years from now in the world of artists?
Still doing what I'm doing, recording music, touring, hopefully more internationally. Definitely want to hit more countries, different cities internationally, just because not everyone gets a taste of what American hip-hop or even American artists are. And I think what we bring to the table as artists is kind of what everybody loves worldwide. So I want to be able to go to some of the smaller towns or cities in different countries where maybe, you know, there aren't bigger acts that tour there, you know, just local acts. I'll be the big act that tours there, and I'm not going to ask for an arm and a leg because I'm doing this for you guys and for myself. I'm not doing this for politics. I'm not doing this for social media. I'm doing it for us. So, yeah, hopefully internationally more.
Well, you know, thank you for that. I mean, you know, you touched on something that is unique because there are many artists that actually made it overseas before they made it to the States. And I mean, I can't name one right now, but I know there were a few that historically, I mean, right now I'm, you know, just blank about it, but I do know that There are people that start their career, or not start their career, but they become a little bit more visible and, you know, yeah, recognized in, like, in the European charts than the US. And then, oh, all of a sudden, like, oh, they're hot, you know, in Europe, but, you know, they're not hot in the US, right. But they become the hottest thing, you know, at a certain point. So, I mean, there's that too. I mean, that's the other thing. The world is now connected. I mean, you don't even have, you can have audiences all over, and you can have your, I guess, following, you know, from a different, you know, perspective and different angle and different part of the world. And I love what you said about you going to the small areas where you're right. There is not a lot of act, and you become that part of them, and they support you, and they give you that push, and it's different. And so again, I love how you're thinking different. By the way, and I think folks, you know, that's you know, it is a specialty, and it's very unique. And if you can develop this strategy for yourselves, folks, and I'm talking about everyone watching and listening, because I can relate to that. You know, in my world of business, I've done that. I've always tried to be different or find something else that nobody else is doing, to just make yourself different, you know, a little bit more of a unique character. And you are, by the way, everybody's unique. But if you want to be like in the public face, you want to have a different signature. And you're looking at all these little angles that maybe other people are not. They're just looking at the standard, you know, steps and the standard procedure and the standard, you know, process. Mm-hmm. You're looking at different other angles that are not being so popular. So that's the thing. And maybe those are the ones that can really make a difference and in people's mind as well as in your path, right? So
yeah,
folks, you know, you got to be creative.
Yes, creativity is a must.
Well, I know, you know, I mean, do I call you Diva now?
Wait, sure.
Yeah. So that's your alias that you go by, or
yeah.
Helda Music.
Yeah.
Okay, Helda Music or Diva. So Diva. Let's say Diva now. So Diva, what would you leave our audiences with? Because I know we exceeded the hour, and I know you probably have other things to do. But so what would you leave our audiences with today?
Yeah, you know, just stay positive, stay true to yourself. You don't need anybody. You're born in this world alone. You're going to die alone. So depend on yourself. That's the only way others will depend on you, or the only way you could depend on others is if you depend on yourself. You are the reason why you exist. You're the reason why you're doing all of whatever it is that you want to do. So when you shine bright, everybody is going to want to join the bandwagon and help you shine brighter. I want you guys to visit my website, keldamusic.com. That's keldamusic.com. Don't forget, my name is spelled one word, lowercase m, or if you want to do all caps, it's still one word.
And it's a K.
Yes. Music with a Z and a K. Yes. Yeah,
that's right. That's so. Right. Z and a K. Yeah. So when I first saw, I was like, that sounds German.
Yeah. I think that's how you, how music is spelled in German. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So at first I was like, huh? You know, then I realized, you know, that's your signature. So it was, that's cool. Well, yeah, again, you got to play on things, right? It's something you.
Yeah.
But thank you for the advice. And really, you know, listen, I'm honored to have you today with us and really sharing your life and your style and your career path and your obstacles,
thank
but
you.
Also your opportunities and your future, you know, vision of where you want to be and all the stuff and how you can, you know, inspire others, and definitely sharing with us some of real nuggets that can, you know, for the anyone watching or listening can really apply in real life and or in their artistry and their business as well. So, listen,
for sure.
It's been a quick hour, I would say, you know, but it's so impactful and packed with a lot of good stuff. So that's
awesome.
It. Oh, yes. Thank you so much for really being with us today. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. See you guys later.
All right. Well, thank you, folks, for being with us. I hope you enjoyed today's show and the discussion, and you picked up a few things. And do follow our Diva, Helda Music, and check her videos, her music, you know, Spotify, listen, download, do all that stuff. If you're into hip hop and rap, you know, this is, you know, the next big thing. I'm going to already give you that prop, you know, you're going to make it big, and I'm going to be like,
Flattery will get you everywhere.
I had the privilege of having this conversation with you, and I see that already because I know nothing's gonna stop you. So folks, there you go. You had a preview of the diva and her work. All right, so we'll be talking soon. New day, new show, and let's stay tuned. American Age. Talk soon. Bye.